Oh, it's Tuesday, and you know exactly what that means. It's another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're starting a quick little series entitled, Let's Get Closer. And you don't want to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like that way. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in. Let's get to work, y'all. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. Before I get started, thank you all for helping me celebrate 1 year of the 2-2 Podcast. It has been absolutely, it was absolutely amazing. The support, the love, the kind messages, all of the love in general. This past week, I can't say it enough. You guys are amazing. And once again, 1 year later, I'm gonna keep saying it. I say it at just about every week. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm gonna give you the best that I got. But again, thank you for all that you have done in this last year and all of your support in the last year to know that I am helping somebody. Even in the midst of my own situations and my own, me still dealing with some things in my own life, to know that I'm helping somebody through their situation is a really humbling and amazing opportunity. I don't take it for granted. I won't ever take it for granted. And I appreciate all of you for being a part of this journey. But we ain't done yet. We're gonna keep rocking some amazing things again that are gonna happen. They're gonna be happening in the next few months. So again, thank you. We'll be celebrating a milestone Thursday. Thursday's episode will be the 100th episode of the 2-2 Podcast. 1 year. 100 episodes. I can't even believe it. We've been doing this for a year and almost 100 episodes. This is the 99th episode right here, as you can, of course, tell. But we're going to split the show up into we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, what we'll do for the 100th episode. We might just stick to the script that we are going to break down and we're going to introduce today. So, again, thank you for your support of the 2-2 Podcast. I can't even believe it. I'm so humbled and so grateful to all of you. All right. So, if this is your first time and your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I'm eternally grateful that you've chosen to listen to the 2-2 Podcast today, or you have chosen to come back. I appreciate you all. I hope that I say something that speaks to your storm. I hope I say something that helps you to start your journey or continue your journey. I hope that I say something that will speak to your spirit. Hope that I can make you laugh. I hope I can make you learn. I hope that I can do that in some way, shape, or form. So again, thank you for listening to the 2-2 Podcast for the first time, or the first time in a long time. All right, let's get to work. So if I could be transparent for just a minute, because on this show, we're about transparency. Our motto here at the 2-2 Podcast is authentic, transparent, and informal. So today, I want to be all three at some point. If I could be transparent for just a second, one of the major issues that I've dealt with throughout the years is a lack of getting, just not being close, not wanting to get close to anybody. Whether it is from trust issues, from traumatic situations, from horrible breakups, from horrible endings of friendships, whatever the case may be. One of my biggest issues alone was that I had a hard time getting close to people. And recently, I was asked a question: did I have a lack of intimacy? A lack of intimacy. Now, oftentimes we hear about intimacy in one category. And we'll talk about that one category on one of these episodes. We'll talk about a lack of intimacy in this one level. But we need to understand that we need all four categories of intimacy in order to have healthy friendships and healthy relationships. And so the title of this series is called Let's Get Closer. Now, why did I call it Let's Get Closer? Y'all know me. If y'all know me, I love music. If this is your first time, or your first time in a long time, I love music. But one of my favorite genres of music is 70s and 80s soul. And one of my favorite songs is by a group called Atlantic Star. It's called Let's Get Closer. Closer than close. And so I picked I th for this series, I wanted to talk about why we oftentimes have trouble getting close to people. But today, I want to set the table and set the tone for what's about to be discussed for the next 2 weeks or so about why we have a lack of intimacy. And we're also going to talk about the four levels of intimacy. Okay? So let's work. But before we highlight and spotlight the four levels of intimacy, I want to talk about why we lack intimacy. The first reason why I believe that we lack intimacy is this: it's a lack of trust. Why do you say it's a lack of trust? I'm glad you asked. Because trust, A, if you're writing this down, one is a lack of trust, and then write A, B, and C. Why do we have a lack of trust? We have to understand first that trust is vital to intimacy. If you do not trust somebody, there are certain levels that they should not have. There are certain levels of us, as far as intimacy is involved, that they should not have if we do not trust them. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. But we have to understand that trust is vital to intimacy. B, 1B, trust is a two-sided coin. Sometimes we don't trust enough. We put walls up that are often impenetrable. We often push away people that we're meant to be close to and we're meant to have a deep connection with. But on the other side of that, and I pray that I don't trigger anybody as I say this, we don't trust enough, but on the other side of that, we trust too much. We have a lack of trust in people we should be close to, but then we put more trust in people that we should have around us. I'm talking to somebody right now. Maybe I'll talk to myself. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. We put our trust in people we should not trust very much. We put a whole lot of trust in people that we don't trust. We shouldn't trust a lot, or shouldn't be around us, but we put walls up around people who should be closer to us. But sometimes we have a problem with deciphering who's being authentic and who's being fake. Ah, I'm speaking to myself right now. I'm speaking to my past situation right now. Maybe I'm speaking to yours as well. But I know for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that I am speaking to my own situation right now. Have you ever been in a place where you gave, you put too much trust in somebody that shouldn't have been trusted that well? You gave access to somebody that shouldn't have had a level of access. But you pushed away somebody that was supposed, you were supposed to be close to, that you were supposed to do life with, that you were supposed to build things with, that you were supposed to be in partnership with. Have you ever pushed somebody away that you weren't supposed to push away? Trust is vital to intimacy. But we also have to understand that trust is a two-sided coin. And trust is a two-sided coin because of this. See, trust can be broken. When we trust too much, when we give people access to things and they break the rules, when they break our trust, when they squander and they mess up things on that level of access that they did not earn, by the way, trust can be broken, and we can flip this trust coin on the other side where we don't trust people enough. Because sometimes we can't, like I said before, sometimes we cannot decipher between when somebody is being authentic and when somebody's being fake. And so in the midst of somebody trying to get close to us, we push them away because of a past broken trust experience. My trust has been broken. My trust has been tampered with. Has your trust ever been tampered with by people? Ah. Who fumbled the ball. You thought you could trust them. You thought they would do the right thing. They thought they would be there for you. You thought they wouldn't talk about you, but talk about you behind your back. You thought things were going to be okay. You thought things were cool. Oh, but sometimes in our obliviousness, in our naiveness, and sometimes gullible nature, we know things aren't all right. But somehow, we keep trusting people who keep hurting us. It's a lack of trust, number one. As to why, number one, as the reason, the number one reason as to why we lack intimacy is a lack of trust. And the second thing I believe that is a reason for a lack of intimacy is past trauma. Whether it's childhood, whether it is relational, whatever it may be. It's hard to trust people that put us in traumatic situations. It's hard to get back into a relationship or get back into being around people after a traumatic situation has happened. That's easier. I know what you're sitting there thinking. Tell us something that we don't know. But when we have had a traumatic situation happen in our lives, we cannot be so, you know, we cannot be so, we can't rush back into the next thing to mask what we feel, mask how we feel, or mask the pain that was caused in our lives. We cannot. You can't go to the next thing to hide. You have to confront trauma head on. Yeah, talk to me, somebody. I know it's easier said than done. I know you're looking at me going, oh, Yeah, that's easier to say than do. You don't know where I am right now. I may not know where you are, but I've been in a place that you've been, where past trauma has caused me to never get close to somebody, to never have a close personal friendship with somebody. I've been there before. Where I was scared to confide in somebody in the midst of a situation that I was dealing with because I was afraid that they were going to tell everybody and it would cause another traumatic situation to happen. It was going to cause a blow to my life. It was going to cause a blow to my purpose. It was going to cause a blow to all the healing and deliverance that I had to get through. I had a trauma issue that I didn't want to deal with. And so, because I didn't want to deal with my past trauma, I would run from one friendship to another friendship and one relationship to another relationship, all to try to hide and run away from past trauma. We can't deny what we feel. Folks, she said it best. Don't deny what you feel. Some of us are still dealing with some trauma from our childhood. Whether it was abuse verbally, abuse physically. It was physical abuse, verbal abuse, whatever it may be. Some of us are still dealing with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of trauma that we never confronted. And eventually, at some point, we have to confront the trauma that we've dealt with. Hear me out when I say this, that I've been there where I've dealt with some childhood trauma. And for years, I would not deal with it. So I would hide behind things and events and relationships and friendships. But I was suffering. I was broken. I was damaged by past and current trauma. But this year, actually last year, as we went into the pandemic, like many of you, I had to be alone with my thoughts. I had to be alone with my tr with the past trauma that I held on to. I had to be alone with the pain. And eventually I said, enough is enough. I can't deal with this anymore. I have to confront this trauma. I had to confront the trauma of my father not being there. I had to confront the trauma of being verbally abused. I had to confront the trauma of physical abuse. I had to confront the trauma of being psychologically abused. Eventually, you have to get to a point where you say, enough is enough. I cannot deal with this anymore. There's something better for me going down the pipeline and sitting here and allowing this thing to grow. It's not the move. We have a lack of intimacy because every time we try to get close to somebody, every time we try to get back into a relationship, every time a new level of a friendship is about to happen, the past always tries to creep back up. A past you always tries to creep back up. I was in a conversation with a friend, with a group of friends of mine. And I mentioned, I find this law of principle to be true. Every time I try to do good, evil is always present. Sometimes past trauma in our own lives that we did not heal and we did not eradicate tries to come back when we build upon a new friendship, a new relationship. Sometimes the thoughts of past trauma try to creep up. Sometimes the reminders of past trauma try to creep up to us again. Talk to me, somebody. You have to say enough is enough. Why do we have a lack of intimacy? Remember, the first one was a lack of trust. Number two, past trauma. And three, fear. Three A, I don't want to get hurt again. Why aren't you in a relationship? Why aren't you married? Why aren't you this? So you haven't dated in such and such a time? Right. And a lot of times I would say it's because I'm growing, and that is true. A lot of times I would say I'm trying to mature, I'm trying to, be the best possible me, and that is true. But another reason that is oftentimes hidden within that is I don't want to get hurt. And I don't want to get hurt again. I have a fear that I'm going to get hurt again. I have a fear that they're going to betray me. I'm going to get betrayed again. I'm going to have a fear that if I get too close and I tell too much, that they're going to tell everything about what I went through or what I've been going through. I have a fear that if I'm going to get hurt, that I'm going to get stabbed in the back by somebody who I'd put my trust in. I don't want to get hurt again. And so I have a fear of getting close to somebody. Talk to me, somebody. Have you ever had a fear of getting close to somebody? Have you ever had a fear of being close to somebody because you were in a relationship for a long time, and for a long time you thought things were going right, but behind your back, there were, as Ron Isley said on Choosy Lover, creeping with somebody else? Have you ever been fearful to get close to somebody because you said, I don't want to get hurt again? But better yet, have you ever been filled with fear? Have you ever been fearful to get close to somebody or be in a relationship with somebody because you don't want to be or don't want to get used? They just keep on using me until they use me up. They take from me. They take my peace. They take my prosper. They take and take and take. Ah. They take my sanctity. They take my sanity away from me. They take my peace from me. They take my purpose from me. They take and take and take until I have nothing. And I'm afraid to get close to somebody because I'm afraid to get used again. So I don't want to get close to you. I appreciate you. I appreciate all that you've done. I appreciate all the things that you've added to me. But I'm afraid that you're only doing this because you're going to use me. And so I don't ever want to get close to you because you're going to take from me. I've been used. I've been abused by people. Oh, talk to me, somebody. Don't sit here looking at this. Don't sit here looking at your phone, looking at your listening device. Confused. Don't look at it like a puppy dog tilting his head to the side. Don't do that. We've been here before. Well, we've dealt with the lack of trust. Well, we've dealt with past trauma. And we've dealt with fear of being hurt and used again. Some of us are healing and trying to recover and restore some things that people took from us that they shouldn't have had access to. Not everybody should have access to your story. Not everybody shouldn't have access to your testimony. Not everybody shouldn't have access to the healing that's going on in your life. It's a lack of fear. It's not a lack of fear. It's copious amounts. It's immense amounts of fear within our life. We are fearful that we will get hurt and used again and again. And that's why we can't get close to somebody, because some people come get close to us only to get one thing from us. Mm-hmm. As triggering as it sounds, as triggering as it is, we need to confront this lack of trust. We need to confront this past trauma. We need to confront the fear that is placed inside of our hearts. So what exactly are those four levels of intimacy? I'm glad you asked. The first is intellectual. We need to connect with people on an intellectual basis. Four types of intimacy are intellectual, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And remember at the beginning of this episode, I said that a lot of times we only highlight one, and you should know what that one is. Oftentimes, we highlight the physical intimacy. We only ask, and it is vital. But we need to understand that if we do not connect on an intellectual, emotional, or spiritual level, the physical is an unearned access. If we do not get to know one another, share ideas and express thoughts on an intellectual basis, if we do not feel, if we can't be vulnerable, if we can't feel safe, if we can't tear our walls down, we can't feel accepted or understood, the physical is just an unearned level of intimacy. And if finally, if we cannot feel connected, worship together, understand one's beliefs, or have a spiritual bond, the physical, the hugs, the kisses, the hand holding, the cuddles, the you name it, we can't have that. And so many are oftentimes, we get the physical before we get anything else. We get the physical before we get the intellectual. We get the physical before we get the spiritual. We get the physical before we get the emotional. And wonder why. I'm not going to say that, because that'll hurt. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it. I'll say this, though. We do this and wonder why our trust gets broken. We wonder why we get used sometimes. We need to understand that you need all four of these for a healthy friendship and a healthy relationship. I'm not letting you touch me, can't touch this, clank, clank, because we are not emotionally involved. We're not intellectually involved. Spiritually, we're not involved. All of this is an intertwine. We only got a one-sided level. 25% is not a good percentage to have. In order to have healthy relationships, you need the spiritual, you need the emotional, and you need the intellectual to connect with the physical. Please understand, as we wrap up this episode, to make sure that there is authenticity. Make sure that you're doing this for the right reasons. Make sure that they're in it for the right reasons. Make sure to discern and decipher when they're doing this to be with you or doing this just so they can put you in their body count. Yeah, I said it. You know what? I'm there. Whatever. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So, well, we're adults here, I hope, I pray. Make sure that they're doing this because they authentically and truly want to be with you. They're not trying to get anything else that they haven't earned yet. Make sure that they're doing it for the right reasons and not to push their body count up one notch. Put another notch in their belt. Put another trophy in the case. Make sure they're doing it for the right things, because there are so many people who aren't authentic and aren't honest about why they want to get close to you. There are some people. I saw this, and I saw this, and this may not be connected with this particular topic. It was talking about if they want some money, just to understand that they knew all their cousins already, and they have enough friends. Because when you have something, there are some people that only want to get close to you so they can be connected to what you have and not who you are. Make sure that there is authenticity. Make sure that they are true to what they are, true to who they are, and true to their efforts. Make sure you know firsthand what they're in it for. What are you in it for? Are you in it because you truly want me? Are you in it so you can add to your body count, or add, or take something from me, or be connected to something just to say that you did it by yourself? And please understand that make sure that there's reciprocation. There's no one-sided anything anymore. We can't do that anymore. That is not vital to progress, our progression in life. We can't have anything one-sided. One-sidedness is no longer plausible. It's no longer acceptable. We're in this together, or we're not in it at all. We're building levels of trust with each other together, or we're not doing it at all. You're going to be authentic and true to what you said you were here for. You're going to walk in your truth, and you're going to live in your truth, and we're both going to do it, or we shouldn't keep this going. Friendship, relationship, whatever that may be. Make sure that they're being reciprocal. Make sure there is reciprocation involved in this. And finally, the third piece of this is to never give levels of intimacy away to someone, to give without someone earning it. Stop giving your love away to heartless people. Stop giving your heart, your love, stop giving your love away to hate-filled people. Stop giving your heart away to heartless people. Stop giving your smile away to angry people. Stop giving it away. Stop giving you away to people who don't know how to handle you with care and concern. You need all four levels of intimacy. But sometimes the lack of trust is trauma. And it's fear. So I encourage you, as we get ready to go on this quick little journey on the levels and categories of intimacy, to look at some of the things, take inventory of those friendships and those relationships that you've had. Take inventory of the past trauma that you've had, confronted head on. It takes time to do it. But I believe that as I go through mine, I believe that you'll go through yours and that you will find out that as you go through this journey, that you will uncover some past trauma, that you will grow and become better, and to learn how to trust in a healthy manner, and learn to have good and great relationships and friendships, and learn the values and levels of intimacy, and not give everybody access to you. I encourage you to take inventory of past trauma, past trust issues, and the fear that lies within your heart. Because with that, you will understand the value of intellectual, spiritual, emotional, and physical intimacy. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.